Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm coming to you from Wadsworth, Ohio, and the title of my preaching is Pruning That Tangled Vine of Belief. The first reading is from Acts, and it starts, Certain individuals came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And the reading goes on, and of course, Paul and Barnabas have been doing just that, baptizing people and not having them be circumcised. So a discussion ensues, shall we say, and it ends with some of the believers who converted from the Pharisees saying, It is necessary for them to be circumcised and ordered to keep the law of Moses. The apostles and the elders met together to consider this matter. Then the gospel is from John. Jesus saying to the disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. I'm a traveling preacher. Every week I'm in a different church. And it amazes me the different ways that different churches celebrate liturgy. Adding things, taking things out, their own unique rituals, and they're beautiful. But sometimes these churches think, well, we do it this way because this is the only possible way to do it. Everybody must do it this way. And I just say, well, no. 'Tis different in a lot of places. And I have to challenge myself to let go and to let them have their ritual and to go with the flow. It's a pruning, you know, of the vines of my belief in the way liturgy should be. It should be like this, not like that. What are you doing that for? Maybe I need to let go of that. Let that be pruned off. Because if you get caught up in all these little branches, then you don't produce fruit. I can't be correcting their liturgical abuses and expect them to hear what I'm preaching. The only place that I draw the line, I think, is I won't preside with my back to the congregation. I just can't do that one. So we look at that first reading, and you know the Christians who were Pharisees have a good point. The circumcision was a sign of the covenant. When men didn't do it when they were in the desert, God was not happy. So it seems to be clear that it's something that should continue. But ultimately it's decided that it isn't. That even that so central a sign of identity, of being God's chosen people, is let go of. And if that's let go of, how many of our beliefs that we think are central, absolutely non-negotiable, do we need to let go of for the sake of the more important message, the bigger message? We have this idea of the hierarchy of truths, you know, some things are more important than others. It's not all just flat. And that's why God prunes back the little things to bear better fruit. So the more important things get the sap from the vine. One way I've seen this playing out beautifully, there was a woman one day who was really concerned about should she wear a veil coming to Mass. And one of the other brothers, very wise, his name is Father Dominic Holtz, he tells her, Well, why don't you try it? And if it makes you pray better, then hold to it for a while. And if it doesn't, then don't worry about it. That's the way I think we need to trim these vines. To look and say, is this particular belief really serving me and serving the community? Or is it getting in the way of truly praying, of truly preaching? So maybe one day I'll even be able to let go and preside, face in the east with my back to the congregation. You never know, I could learn.